Palestinians to discuss full recognition of State of Palestine in upcoming UN session with Joe Biden. By Deborah Brand on August 12, 2022. The Palestinian Authority is planning to demand full recognition for State of Palestine at the United Nations and has been in contact with President Joe Biden about the matter. Palestinian media reported ahead of the General Assembly in September. PA President Mahmoud Abbas is leading a sweeping lobbying effort along with the Palestinian envoy to the UN, Riyad Mansour. The political and diplomatic processes are being conducted with heads of state including Biden, French President Emmanuel Macron, King of Jordan Abdullah II, and members of the Security Council, the official PA Wafa news agency reported according to a translation by watchdog group, Palestinian Media Watch. According to the report, the Palestinian envoy outlined the PA's demands in a speech during the Security Council's open meeting, and those demands are not being examined by the Council's members. Leadership is conducting extensive lobbying to achieve full UN recognition for the State of Palestine. Recognition of a State of Palestine, if awarded, would contravene international law. A week later, the PA official Al-Hayat Al-Jadida Daily said Mansour had met with UN Secretary-General Antonio Guterres, who had welcomed the move and promised his assistance. The Secretary-General welcomed this initiative and promised that he would help vis-à-vis the relevant parties. He expressed a desire to meet with President Abbas during the session of the UN General Assembly, the report said. Hosting a delegation from the U.S. Congress, Pennsylvania Prime Minister Mohammed Shtayyeh, who hosted a delegation of Congress people, called on them to support the recognition of the State of Palestine. If the current American administration believes in the two-state solution in the 1967 borders, the most beneficial thing is for it to recognize the State of Palestine and vote in favor of recognizing us as a state with full membership in the UN, Al-Hayat Al-Jadida cited Shtayyeh as telling the delegation. As PMW notes, in his speech at last year's UN General Assembly, Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas demonstrated just why he is no partner for peace. In a long-winded rant, Abbas lamented the catastrophe of Israel's creation, rewrote history claiming that the Palestinians had never been presented with a genuine and serious initiative to achieve peace, demanded that Israel agree to suicide as a Jewish state with the influx of millions of so-called Palestinian refugees, whitewashed the PA's continuous breaches of the Oslo peace accords including its terror promotion and terror rewards, reiterated that the Palestine Liberation Organization, PLO, is the legitimate and sole representative of the Palestinian people, even though the majority of Palestinians no longer see the PLO as such. Abbas also delivered an ultimatum to Israel, saying it had 1 year to capitulate to his demands or suffer the consequences. To ensure our initiative is not open-ended, we must state that Israel, the occupying power, has 1 year to withdraw from the Palestinian territory it occupied in 1967, including East Jerusalem, and we are ready to work throughout this year on the delineation of borders and solving all final status issues under the auspices of the International Quartet and in accordance with United Nations resolutions. If this is not achieved, why maintain recognition of Israel based on the 1967 borders? Why maintain this recognition? Of course, his remarks were little more than saber-rattling and Abbas has done none of what he threatened. In 2012, the State of Palestine was granted symbolic UN non-member observer state status, joining only Vatican City in holding that unique status. Those efforts were led by terror imam Latifa Abu Mead, whose 5 sons are serving life sentences for the murder of Israelis and a 6th son who was killed in an attempted arrest, after he too murdered an Israeli. According to the UN Charter, the UN can only admit a new state if 9, including all of the 5 permanent members, of the 15 members of the UN Security Council recommend doing so, and that recommendation is adopted by 2/3 of the states who are members in the UNGA.